Following his first Marine aircraft wing taped historical interview. The interviewee is Corporal Gail D. Vickery, 219-6001, USMC. Electrician, generator mechanic, attached to Mass 3 at Chulai in the Republic of Vietnam. The interviewer is Sergeant Cale Anderson, 213-1738, USMC. This interview takes place at Chulai in the Republic of Vietnam on 13 May 1968. The subject of this interview is observations and problems encountered in Quezon, occurring 1 March 1968 to 15 April 1968. This interview is classified secret until downgraded by higher authority.
I arrived in Quezon on March the 1st and stayed till April the 15th. And during my period there, we had incoming mostly from 300 to 1,000 rounds a day. And most of this time, approximately every 3 days, we had to pick up fuel from a fuel dump. And the fuel dump got blown about 3 times during the period I was there, and we had some problems getting fuel in. At times, I had to fly down on a chopper because it was that important. I was also the motor transport man up there, and I had to make runs, pick up people from the airstrip, pick up gear and supplies and stuff like this. And I was out quite a bit, and you got to see a lot of incoming, a lot of people getting hurt. And we had a lot of problems with generators. We couldn't get parts from them hardly because we had to send a special carrier up for them. And as far as parts goes, we had to order them. We had to send them back down here, and then they had to go through the supply system. And most of the time it'd take 2 weeks, and during this time we just have to ship another generator up there. And during the last period of time, the last few days I was there, the fuel got so low for the generators that we only had maybe 6 hours sometimes left. When I left Quezon a few days ago, I came out on convoy, and that was an experience I'll never forget. And we came down through Calo down that way, and it was a pretty good ride. I've been in the country of Vietnam approximately 19 months, and this is the first time I got to see any combat at all, and it was a great experience. I ain't crazy to go back. I don't think I will, and thanks a lot.
Following his first Marine aircraft wing tape historical interview. The interviewee is Private John L. McCormick, 2240130 USMC, supplyman attached to Mass 3 at Chulai in the Republic of Vietnam. The interviewer is Sergeant Cale Anderson, 213-1738 USMC. This interview takes place at Chulai in the Republic of Vietnam on 13 May 1968. The subject of this interview is experiences in supply with Mass 3 at Quezon, occurring during the month of March 1968. This interview is classified secret until downgraded by higher authority.
I first got to Quezon around the 1st of March, and when I first got up there, there was hardly any sort of supply system at all from our unit. ROIC, Major Sullivan, at the time kept all supply paperwork and records, and through that way we got a supply system worked out up there, in the field up there. Most of my time was spent up there was running around the base, different parts of the base, scrounging parts and accessories and different items that were needed. Most of our supply items come from LSU, I believe that was a shore party. And through them, they pretty well kept us supplied and then things that we needed. And through other things that we couldn't get from them, we picked up a lot from 26 Marines and a little from 1-9. A lot of our gear was traded in and out up there through different units, and we was borrowed from different units and so on. During my time up at Quezon, this was my first time under really combat experience, and even though it was kind of messed up, but I really did enjoy it, and I hope at some time that I will experience the time to go to the field again. But most of our supply system was pretty well scrambled up, but fortunately somehow that we got the stuff together and we're doing supply system's okay up there now. From what I hear, the time as I approximately left, we had almost all our paperwork, and was pretty well had supply, pretty well organized at the time. And like I say, it was a great experience, and I'm glad it's over with now. That's all.
Following is the 1st Marine Aircraft Wing Taped Historical Interview. The interviewee is Sergeant Daniel R. Cooper, 214-8194, USMC, radio operator attached to MAS-3, MACG-18, Atchulai, in the Republic of Vietnam. The interviewer is Sergeant K.L. Anderson, 213-1738, USMC. This interview takes place at Atchulai in the Republic of Vietnam on 13 May 1968. The subject of this interview is observations at Khe Sanh, occurring 21 January to 28 February 1968. This interview is classified secret until downgraded by higher authority.
I arrived at Khe Sanh on 21 January in the evening, which was the night of the day of the first large rocket attack. As I came in on a CH-53, the thing that struck me was the whole base must have been on fire because there were smoke and flames everywhere. And I think the most remarkable observation that can be made about Khe Sanh is that a Marine fighting or a combat outfit could really bring organization out of the chaos that existed after that first day. I'm a field radio operator. When I got there, it was my job to set up communications for a direct air support center. Most of the problems we ran into in this consisted of mainly finding a location and then digging that location in well enough to withstand enemy rocket and artillery attack. Part of the problem was that the people there really weren't prepared for us, but once everybody really knew that we were there and we had a job to do and we could really help them, we got right down to it. And we got all the support that we needed from CBs and 26 Marines and all the engineers, etc. up there. Khe Sanh was a real interesting place for me. It was about the second time I'd ever been under attack as such. I learned a lot. I learned a lot about people, about the way people react under fire. I learned a lot about myself. But I really couldn't say I'd really want to go back into it. Okay.